Good evening, everyone. I just want to start off with a little experience I had a while back. I was flying home from one weekend, and you know how we always do the typical, you sit in an airplane, and before they can take off, they go through the whole entire safety procedures. And part of the procedure is they talk about if there's a drop in the cabin pressure, the oxygen mask will fall, and you're supposed to put that on. But if you have a children with you, you need to put your own mask on first before you help the children. And, you know, right then I was like, yeah, you sort of stuff. And then all of a sudden it just hit me. That's kind of like how we should live our daily life. And it reminded me that just a few weeks before that, we were reading up on Psalms 51. So I'm going to turn there to Psalms chapter 51. And I'm going to start reading at verse 10. It says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you." Pretty much all of Psalms 51, starting from verse 1 all the way down to verse 19, it's nothing but David's cry to God to help, asking him to help to cleanse his spirit. But the key verse that I wanted to point out here is verse 13, or 12 and 13. It says, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach your transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you." You know, while I was reading this verse, I'm like, it's surprisingly how similar this verse is to the in-flight safety procedures. And basically, the steps are really simple from this viewpoint. We must cleanse ourselves and learn our ways before we can help others. There's several reasons, but one of the biggest reasons why, two biggest reasons. Number one is you don't be called a hypocrite because you don't want to be pointing at somebody else, whereas you have that own problem yourself. And the second thing is, once you go through everything and solve all your problems first and get yourself cleansed, then you will most likely learn valuable lessons that you can learn to help others. And these can go for the college students as well as the parents. You see, for the parents, that there's no way, I believe that there's no way that a parent can effectively raise and teach their children the right way if they are not right with their conscience. That's the same for the college students. We must cleanse ourselves and become spiritually conscious so we can effectively assist young adults and upcoming college students and high school students. I know when I was in high school, coming down, visiting Balkan Days and visiting my brother and everything, I always really looked up to the college men. And so I know a lot of college students do not realize that a lot of high school students, they're still struggling with a lot of issues. A lot of them, I know when I went to high school, I wasn't right with my conscience. And so I was looking forward to the college students helping me out. So that's why we as college students and parents, we need to make ourselves right and are cautious so that way we can turn around and help others. Now, I just want to, that's pretty much a short sermon that I want to share with you for tonight. And I just want to close out by reading from Matthew chapter 7. I'm going to read from starting at verse 1. It says, "Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use it, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove the speck from your eye,' and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before the swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces.
We're going to sing Soldiers of Christ Arise before Drew's lesson.
Soldiers of Christ arise.